Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Nashville events are coming back with full horsepower for 2021.
The Music City Grand Prix goes bottles up.
And do you think you can guess how many caves are in Tennessee?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Aaron, I have a traffic story for you.
I hope you do, because the interstates lately have been
they've been shut down and they've been in full swing. Like, these are pre-pandemic levels of where the interstate is.
That's very true. So what happened on the roads?
So I was driving on 440 heading back home, and it was middle of the night. It was like 8 p.m. it was dark.
The beginning. That is the beginning of the night.
That's the middle of the night for me, because I'm about to go to bed. And I was driving on 440. It was dark. And then all of a sudden, I look in my rearview mirror, and I see this tractor trailer, and he had to be going maybe close to 100 miles an hour.
Jeez.
He was booking it up 440. And I told Amanda, and I said, hey, this guy may hit us. Like, I just, the rate of speed he was going, I'm like, he doesn't see us at all. And he pulled up behind me. Like, he was coming up fast, and he pulled up behind me, probably about 5 feet behind me. And I just gunned it, because he was about to hit me.
You had to?
Yeah, I had to. He was about to nail me. And that would have been a type of car accident. We would have died immediately on site.
Yeah.
And so I nailed it. I start going maybe 90 on 440,
yeah,
just to get ahead of this guy. And then all of a sudden, he swerves into the left lane, and then he swerves back into the right lane. Jeez. Dude, it was insane.
Golly.
So I say all of this. Make sure to be watching your rear view mirrors when you're driving in Nashville.
So this was yesterday, and as I was driving on 24, it was not bumper to bumper, but it was like everybody was going 20 to 30 miles an hour trying to weave in and out of the interstate's kind of congestion. And I found myself close between two tractor trailers. And so I immediately got out of that lane, because that's just where you don't want to be, is in between two tractor trailers. Because if anything goes wrong, the amount of damage that could be caused just goes up a tremendous amount.
That scene in like Fast and the Furious 1 or 2, where there's three tractor trailers, there's like one on the right, one on the left, and there's one in front, and then there's one that like boxes in this car. That's like one of my biggest fears while I'm driving,
yeah,
is getting boxed in by a numerous amount of tractor trailers.
Which is very possible for that to happen in Nashville. And another thing that is very possible to happen in Nashville, actually, it is officially possible now, and this is Iroquois Steeplechase is back in action. They had to cancel and do a parade instead in 2020.
They also did those little coolers. You can buy those coolers and watch, yep, a virtual race online.
Yes, and so the 2021 Iroquois Steeplechase is the tickets for that are live, according to News Channel 5. They're now on sale. The event is returning to Percy Warner Park on June 26th. In-person attendance is allowed at this race. They've been working with Metro Public Health and the Parks Department to make sure that it is a safe environment. But I'm excited that the tickets have been announced and they are for sale. Tickets will be limited. They didn't give a number. But all ticket options remain open except individual tickets. So it looks like they may have, I don't know if they're going to do pods or selling them in like groups of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 kind of things.
Well, so the tickets available on their website right now, you have tailgating tickets, you have boxes, you have private and party tents, you have private sky boxes.
Oh,
and then you also have individual tickets, which are not available at this time, but everything else is available on their website right now.
So I was actually at Percy Warner yesterday, and I mean it's beautiful. The grass there is beautiful at the Steeplechase grounds and everything. So it looks like it's ready to go.
Were all the trees in bloom yet?
No,
I doubt it.
Nope.
According to their website, boxes are already sold out, and a lot of the private tents are completely sold out.
Wow, that is crazy. All right, so What else is happening in Nashville for 2021 event wise? Well, the big thing since CMA's out for 2021, looks like the IndyCar Music City Grand Prix is going to be the big event for 2021 for Nashville, especially since it's going to be the inaugural of probably several to come. And a lot of celebrities have been backing this. Taylor Swift, Garth Brooks, Toby Keith, Reba, Tim McGraw, Sheryl Crow, Thomas Rhett,
Justin
Rascal
Timberlake.
Flatts, Florida Georgia Line, Justin Timberlake. And now a new sponsor has been announced, a big sponsor, and no pun intended, according to the Tennessean. It is Scott Bruschetta's company, Big Machine Label Group, which is a very, very large industry and company here in Nashville. But they are going to be a sponsor of the race. Bruschetta said in an interview, said, "I found a way to be in the winner's circle for every race by sponsoring it," which is very good. I like that way of thinking.
That's the best way to think. The race is happening on August 8th in downtown Nashville. They're shutting down the Korean Veterans Memorial Bridge, having that little race right there near Nissan Stadium. It's going to be so much fun. Also, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is on the advisory board and ownership group. There's a lot of people involved in this.
Well, and Stuart, speaking of Indy, the cars and everything, Stuart, you saw something interesting online recently involving one of these Grand Prix cars.
Yeah, so I was on Instagram like I am every day, just wasting time. And I saw this car being raised by a crane in front of the Four Seasons. And I'm like, what is happening? And so I just keep going through Instagram. And then I see like 15 photos. And I don't know what account this was on. I've checked every account that I thought.
Can't find it now.
And I can't find it. But they raised a Indy car up with next to the Four Seasons. And now I guess it's sitting in like the private parking lot or something for Four Seasons residents.
Oh, I wonder if they did a photo shoot.
They probably.
I bet it was raised up to the roof of somewhere to do a photo shoot.
Probably. Just because you can see the entire racetrack in that height.
Yep,
so that makes
sense. I bet
you
that's it.
So if I can find those photos, we will feature that on our Instagram at xblr.nash.
There we go. All right, so talking about local food, let's talk about some places that we have eaten at recently. I have recently patroned the West Coast Taco Shop that is on, is it Old Lebanon Road?
Old Lebanon Road, yeah.
Old Lebanon Road in Donelson. I was probably there, a day or two after it opened? I don't know.
I think they opened like within the last 2 or 3 weeks because the customer service is interesting. It's like, I don't know exactly what's on our menu, but
I feel like I know the menu. We know the menu, but that's just because we've had it so many times. But it was absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a testament to, we've talked about that before when you visited there, that even with a brand new location, that their quality is just as good and everything tastes just as good as all the other locations.
Yeah, hands down, it's delicious. And you had, did you change it up?
No, I did not at all. I had the steak, egg, and cheese burrito.
With queso?
Not with queso. I know, every time. I put hash browns in it. I did get the cheese quesadilla.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting that as a side now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible.
Because it's only like $3 or $4.
It's something minute like that. But, I mean, it's huge, and it tastes really good. So, I mean, it's really nice. It's even nice, like, you can save it for later or, you know, have it for a snack or eat that for dinner and save your burrito for lunch. So, I mean, lots of options with that. So it was really good.
I had some Mexican as well.
Nice.
And I went over to West Nashville off of Charlotte Pike, and this is Tequila's. And this is one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. I don't get the opportunity to go there that often. But I had this fajita taco salad with chicken, and man, it was good. And this is the first time I ever had this at this location. And this was their queso bean dip.
Okay.
So they had refried beans inside of their queso.
So I'm not usually a huge fan of refried beans.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, dude, the beans were fresh. Like, you could tell like they just made the refried beans fresh.
I'd be willing to try it with queso. Dude, that'd be very interesting.
It's my first time having that type of bean dip in probably 5 or 6 years. And I'm like, wow, I forgot this in my life.
That would be very interesting to try. What location was this one again?
It's on Charlotte Pike. It's okay. The only tequilas in town.
I thought there was one in East Nashville. I think there's one in East Nashville.
I don't think they're related.
Really?
I think they're separate companies.
Interesting.
It's like Chinese restaurants.
Yeah. Chinese number one
or yeah. New China. They're all different restaurants, but they all That's have the true. Same name.
That's very true. All right. We have a little more food coming your way with Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to start your day off at 5th and Broadway with a cup of coffee from Elixir and then walk around 5th and Broadway, maybe shop a little bit, and then get some food from Assembly Food Hall.
I'm going to have to go back to Elixir because I had Elixir when I still did not have my coffee taste
Can you fully taste it now?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. So we'll test that. I'll go back to Elixir's and maybe it won't taste bad like it did last time because I was flavor deficient then.
Or I should introduce you to their chai tea.
Their chai latte. I guarantee you that's good. When I go back to Assembly, I want to go to the Thai place Assembly Food Hall.
That looks so good. And the portions are huge.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah. So I think that's where I'm going to go back. But yeah, I mean, today's like a overcast kind of day. We'll see what holds for the rest of the day. I don't know if it's going to rain. Didn't get my meteorology degree, so I'll go off what Google says, and it may rain in the morning. But this is a great place where you can go indoor, outdoor, escape the elements if you need to, and you can enjoy some food, desserts, coffee, whatever you want to while you do it.
Also,
so it's really nice.
Some of the outdoor patios, man, they have like covered patios.
They are nice.
So like you can sit outside while it's raining, as long as it's not doing the Forrest Gump rain where it's raining sideways and upside down.
Yep.
Which Nashville is notorious for that.
It can do that.
But those patios are really nice at 5th and Broad.
They are, absolutely. So if you get a dose in 5th and Broad today and you eat some of that local food, let us know. We would love to know how your experience was. That is Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily, get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
On yesterday's episode, if you did not get to hear episode 500, would highly recommend that you do that. It was a very, very fun episode. We also announced the launch of Explore Tours. We are giving historic tours of downtown Nashville. Very exciting thing for us to do. The first tours are going to be starting April 22nd the weekend of April 22nd through the 24th. And those are available to book on our website. But for our special listeners here on Nashville Daily, we wanted to give you a little bit of a discount if you need just that little boost to go and book a tour. Let's hope that the weather is good and you will learn some incredible history. But if you use the discount code NASH, all caps NASH, NASH, you will get 20% off your ticket purchases for the launch weekend. That's exploretours.com. For all that.
All right. So a little bit more information. We are going to be doing these tours rain or shine. The only way we're canceling them is if there is a thunderstorm.
Oh, dude, I took a New Orleans tour in the middle of a thunderstorm.
It was insane.
It was the most rain I've ever seen come down at once.
Yeah, but it's a fun experience.
It was fun. It was fun.
And these tours will start at 10 a.m. We'll walk about a mile and a half, give or take, and it'll finish about 11:30, right in perfect time for lunch.
I know. And that's the good thing about ending a tour right around lunchtime is, even if you take the tour at non-lunchtime, like you'll be ready for food no matter what.
But
Fifth and Broad is a great place to go after that.
You may be able to get lunch with me.
There you go.
That's an opportunity that you may want to take.
There you go. You get some extra tour time with Stuart. But yeah, use that discount code NASH, all caps, NASH, for 20% off. The launch weekend's going to be April 22nd through the 24th. Hope you guys enjoy that. ExploreTours.com, XPLRTours.com.
All right. So the big question on your mind from earlier in the episode is, how many caves are there actually in Tennessee? And
I would not
by this number.
Me too. I would not have guessed this. I would have guessed in the very, very, very low thousands, like near 1,000 or 2,000.
Well, what's really interesting is I'm getting deep into like studying like cave systems and these weird things. But I found an article about caves in Davidson County. And there's over 400 registered caves in Davidson County.
Wow.
And so now I'm thinking through this number. I'm like, how many caves actually are there in Tennessee? And according to Fox 17 and the Tennessee Department of Tourism, there's over 10,000 caves in the state of Tennessee.
I mean, that's just so
and they're probably,
wild.
And what's even more wild is they're probably all connected at some point.
I mean, so yeah, there, I mean, there's obviously that chance of that. A lot of caves are too small to be properly explored, or they've never had the opportunity to be explored. Mammoth Cave, the longest cave system in the world, which is just north of us here in Tennessee, is still not finished being explored. It's the longest system in the world. So who's to say that that all of these caves still have they're definitely not at the end of their exploration. That's for sure.
Yeah. Imagine just being the guy and you're like, man, I'm just going to find this one cave. Speaking of caves, I just have to say this because I've only seen one photo of this in my entire life.
Okay.
There's supposedly a cave in Tennessee that is as large as Bridgestone Arena sitting inside of this cave. And I can't remember what it's called. And I believe, if I remember correctly, it's close to Rock Island State Park or McMinnville, somewhere in that general Tennessee area.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
And I've only seen one photo in my entire life of a guy rappelling into that cave, but it's supposed to be the size, the open mouth of the cave of Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember hearing that as well, and I can't remember what it is either, but you are correct. Like, it is very, very large. The list that we are about to, we're not going to tell you all 10,000 caves. I guarantee you they don't have, there's not 10,000 names for these caves, but we're going to tell you some of the most significant caves on this list, and this list is provided by Fox 17. Let's go to one of our favorites and probably one of our most visited here in Tennessee, and this is the Caverns. Caverns is located in Grundy County around that McMinnville area that's in Pelham, Tennessee. You and I went there in almost a little bit less than a year ago. I was back in June, July of 2020, right as they were opening their tours. And so we put out a video on a little daycation on what to do down there at the Caverns. The Caverns essentially have a show cave where it's this big open room. It's not as big as the Bridgestone Arena room, but it's a pretty large room where they have the Bluegrass Underground concert series. And this is filmed by PBS, and they have other concerts that they play there. And they've built recently, not in a cave, recently an amphitheater, which can hold up to 8,000 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's big.
That's great.
Yeah.
And is that amphitheater including their outdoor pod concerts?
So not 8,000 people with pods.
Okay.
But once it's just no pods and fans, it's 8,000 people.
They literally can have the amphitheater and a cave show at the same time.
I don't know about sound, but I mean, there's always that possibility that you can have a couple things going on. They have their tour cave, which is it's about an hour long for their main tour, runs pretty much on the hour every hour while they're open there. Then they have adventure tours in their caves,
which I want to take. They're supposedly
it's like a 3 or 4 hour tour.
There's supposedly a room that looks like the Goonies where you go into that cave system with the waterfall.
We will need to do that someday. I was there just a couple weekends ago for one of the concerts down there, and I saw a bat in the cave on the tour.
Oh, you know,
that's pretty cool.
That's very rare, man, because in Mammoth, they're like extinct up there.
It's because, there's a lot of disease for bats. Yeah.
Are you having to start washing your feet now?
No. In the cave tours? I don't know if the disease has hit that cave or not.
Okay.
I saw a little tiny bat.
Oh.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was very cool. The land around that area is very beautiful. It sits in a valley.
Stunning.
It's really, really nice. And then there's great food around there as well. So that is the Caverns. And then Stuart, you went to this area last year. My dad's been here plenty of times to see concerts. So this is the Cumberland Caverns in Warren County.
Yeah, so Cumberland Caverns is this was actually the first cave to do the cave shows in Tennessee. This started in like the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And they have a huge concert area. They have the chandelier that hangs above this concert area.
And this called, I've heard this called several times, it's called the Volcano Room inside of there.
Because of the red lighting and the limestone, it looks like this.
It's
red.
Like an indoor Red Rocks.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. But this chandelier has a great history. They were going to knock this building down in New York City, and they just saw the chandelier, and they transported it from New York City down to here in this
wow.
and hung it. It's absolutely amazing. They also do this little like light show in the middle of the tour, and they give like
cool.
the history of like this cave, and the tour guides are very well knowledged. I think altogether it's like a 1.2 mile hike
okay.
from the visitor center round trip into
yeah,
the cave
no, that's
and everything.
Great.
There is a few steps in that cave, and there's some parts where the cave is very steep hike
sure.
to get to that light show, but that light show is fantastic. They also, the coolest thing about this cave is they do overnight stays.
Oh,
you can
nice.
Stay in this cave overnight and experience like true darkness.
Darkness and a nice cool 55 degree
that sounds amazing.
Temperature.
That sounds
for
like
sleeping.
I want to sleep there every single day of my life.
This is in Monroe and McKinn counties. This is the Lost Sea. And I've seen so many photos of this. I've never gone.
We're going this year. We're going.
It is the Lost Sea. And it is apparently the largest underground lake in North America. I'm not 100% sure if that is, I don't know if that's the name of the cave or the cave system, but that's all we're seeing it labeled as is the Lost Sea Sweetwater. The Lost Sea, I don't know where Sweetwater fits in, but the Lost Sea Adventure.
So are you drinking it?
Like, I don't know.
I'm going to just drink this. Oh, that tastes like sweet water.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but look at that.
Oh,
lake.
It's in Sweetwater. That's the city name.
Oh, okay. Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Yeah.
There we are.
All right. So, I mean, largest underground lake in North America. It's got this brilliant blue tint.
Dude,
to the lake.
It's you incredible.
Can, apparently, the boat tours you can take have a clear glass bottom on
wow.
it, so you can see down in the water. So it looks very, very cool. I'm very interested to learn more about this next one. And this next one is apparently called, I've never heard this before, Raccoon Mountain Caverns in Hamilton County.
So this is all the way down in Chattanooga. It offers tours, cabins, camping. They have go-kart rides. That's cool. It's also listed as the number one event or attraction in Chattanooga to do.
Really?
And I've never
I
heard
don't believe
a
that.
Single thing about that.
TripAdvisor's number one thing to do in Chattanooga.
But
I don't.
The cave system, I'm going to their Instagram. Oh, it's a Facebook page. All right, let's explore their Facebook page.
I do want to say this. It does say in this article you can pan for gemstones.
That's cool.
There. I don't know. It's probably, I wonder if it's like the prepackaged dirt. I don't think they just let you go wild digging in the cave. At least that's not been my cave experience
they do
so
do
far in this area.
In the fall time. They do haunted cave tours.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
They're also hiring if you're looking for a job.
There you go. So this next place, Stuart, we've been to, not in the cave, but in the park system, Dunbar Cave State Park in Montgomery County up towards Clarksville. This is dating back to the 14th century with Native American cave art. Found in Dunbar Cave.
So Dunbar Cave is it's super cool. It's on 144 acres, and this used to be a show cave, a Tennessee show cave.
You can still
and
see like the remaining footprint of how the show cave was organized.
Yeah, so the show cave. So what they would do is the band would play in this overhang of a cave,
yeah,
and then the music would be projected out into this open area, and it was a dance floor. And I wonder if you could still dance up there because you can't dance in Nashville right now because of the regulations. But it's a really cool state park. And the Tennessee State Rangers, they give tours of Dunbar Cave State Park.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. This next one is probably...
Dude, we've been trying to get into this thing for
tied
years.
I know. They weren't open at all
for the last 2 years.
In 2020. I think they were open 2019.
But we couldn't get tickets because they sold out like so fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of history surrounding this. This is the Bellwitch Cave in Robertson County.
We actually have a whole episode dedicated to Bellwitch Cave of in 2019.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And the Bellwitch Cave is known as probably one of the most haunted places in America, just according to whatever website you're going to, but it makes the lists. A lot to do with Indian burial grounds, a lot to do
Andrew
with
Jackson.
With Andrew Jackson fits into this story, a lot to do with the Bell family that lives there, a lot to do with witchcraft. I mean, the story is pretty incredible.
And
to
you had
hear.
Me you had me watch was it Ghost Hunters, the full 45-minute episode of Ghost Hunters for Witch Cave.
it's time to watch it again.
Yeah. You're literally like Stuart, you're sitting down, you're watching this whole 45 minutes. And I was like, oh, I actually learned a lot about this cave.
Yeah. No, it's very, very cool. I don't think they actually mentioned a lot of Andrew Jackson on that show.
If I remember correctly, I don't think they mentioned Andrew Jackson.
I don't know
all.
If they did, but Andrew Jackson has a very interesting tie to this, and actually, I believe gives some validity to some of the stories that I mean. It's absolutely incredible. But their bread and butter that they do now are haunted cave tours, and you get to kind of go on the land
in the fall. All right, so this next cave is all the way down back in Chattanooga in Hamilton County. This is a Ruby Falls. And this cave is in the base of a mountain, and you're like, man, I'm going a mile down in the mountain. That's amazing.
Yeah, Ruby Falls is the largest underground waterfall in the United States. It's incredible. Here in Tennessee, probably within several miles of each other, we have the largest underground lake, the largest underground waterfall, up in Kentucky, the longest cave system in the world. There's a whole underground world here in this area to explore. Ruby Falls is definitely one of them. It is mostly a man-made cave to get to the falls. When you get there, it's absolutely incredible to see the falls in person.
The storytelling behind this and like the adventures of them using dynamite, this waterfall drops 145 feet as well.
Yeah.
From a little hole. They have no idea where this water comes from. This water can come from Kentucky or even further up in past Kentucky. We have
no idea where it comes from or where it goes.
But it always flows. Like, it never stops.
Yeah. No, it's an incredible experience. All right, down in Sevier County, so we're getting more towards the back in the McMinnville, and that area is the Forbidden Caverns. So we're getting close to the Smoky Mountains. But the Forbidden Caverns apparently has a lot of unique rock formations inside and streams inside of their cave system. So it was used as a shelter in the winter, and it was basically a constant supply of water many years ago. So I've not been there. I've not seen too much of it, but apparently it's very formation rich.
Well, the reason you haven't seen too much of it, I'm just going to be honest here, is their website looks forbidden.
Oh, no.
Their Facebook photos they're using are from 2011, but they're also closed for a big part of the year. They're closed from December to like end of March.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why you haven't heard about it. I was actually when I was going to go to the Smokies this last fall, I looked at going at Forbidden Caverns, but they were closed due to COVID.
And apparently in the 20s through the 40s, it was the ideal place for moonshiners to make a lot of their whiskey.
Oh man, that's some good history.
Yeah. And it is in Sevierville, Tennessee. All right. So all the way in Sullivan County, Tennessee, specifically in the city of Blountville, Tennessee, is the Appalachian Caverns. And kind of like the Forbidden Caverns, I have not heard too much about this.
So this is this is kind of funny. I thought this was Blountville instead of whatever you said. And it's at 420 Cave Hill Road.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was pretty funny. I am trying to go to their Facebook or their website. So it goes straight to tnvacation.com, and it gives you a little bit of history of what this is and payments accepted. Okay, so it's a tour cave.
Yeah, I mean, you can mine gems there. It seems by the photos to be very feature-rich as well. So a lot of different, if you are a, why can't I think of a name of somebody who studies rocks?
Geologist.
Yeah, geologist or somebody who likes those kinds of formations and features of seeing stalagmites and stalactites that seems to be very feature rich.
And then another one in northeast Tennessee, this is Bristol Caverns, and this is in Sullivan County. And, dude, Bristol is such a cool town. Have you been?
I've never been
to this cave system, but the downtown in Bristol, because Bristol's like split halfway between Virginia and Tennessee, dude, it's such a cool town. Also, there's a Sheetz in Bristol. That's why I love going to Bristol for Sheetz to get some of their mozzarella sticks. But this website, it's basically a show cave and tour cave as well.
The features in here actually look pretty cool. It's a very, very, very old system. Looks like 200 to 400 million years ago, and that a river carved out a lot of this. So very cool to see. That's in Bristol, Tennessee. In back over in Blount County is a very hard name to pronounce. Caverns, I believe it's the Tuckaleechee Caverns over in Blount County, and it's known as the greatest site under the Smokies. That's a very, very clever name.
So they are open from a limited time throughout the year as well. They have a map of how they get there. Man, these photos need to be updated. Like, it's hard looking at this website.
They have also, after you walk through all the natural carved pathways in this area, it brings you to a place called Silver Falls. It is the tallest subterranean waterfall in the eastern United States at 210 feet high.
What's really interesting is when that earthquake happened in 1812. Do you remember all the way back then, 1812?
I do.
The columns in this cave split in half because of that earthquake.
There was...
That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So if you want to revisit any of this information, including all the links to these caves, that's in the Fox 17 article, which we will add in the show notes. All right, our local artist of the day is Phoebe Scott. We're going to be playing her song Sway, and this song is in collaboration with another artist called Kid Penny. You can find Phoebe's Spotify link in the show notes. You can listen to all of the artists who have been featured on Nashville Daily by typing into Spotify Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. It's an incredible playlist for you to discover local music. A little bit about Phoebe. She's been in Nashville for 4 years, and she's very specific with her list of local restaurants here in town.
So one of her first restaurants is all the way down in Smyrna. I've never even heard of this place, and this is called Chagos. This looks like it's a Mexican restaurant that's located in Smyrna. Another one of her favorites, but it's only the 8th Avenue because the Charlotte one is cursed. I want to hear this story. I'm really interested in that. And this is Hattie B's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, so Phoebe says that the one on 8th only, which I'm beginning to believe actually might be the fastest line.
It is, hands down. That's why if I'm going to Hattie B's, I go there. You want an inside secret? This is for you guys here in the podcast. Drive yourself to Franklin, Tennessee, and go to a restaurant called Bishop's.
Ooh, yes.
Bishop's serves Hattie B's hot chicken because it's the same exact thing.
Yes.
And there's never lines.
There you go.
And this next one is called, what is the actual name of this? This is called Ginger Thai, and this looks like a great Thai restaurant that's located in Murfreesboro and in Nashville.
All right, so here is Phoebe Scott in collaboration with Kid Penny, and this is their song, Sway.
You're all in me.
That was Phoebe Scott in collaboration with Kid Penny, and the song is Sway.
You know what things sway in the sky? Skyscrapers.
They do, don't they? They do. They actually do.
So tomorrow we're talking about some development news happening.
You've been saying it's development news has been going nuts.
Dude, I keep looking at our like little internal stuff. It is nuts.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.